Now back to the Tribune's Rick Pearson. It's the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN.
Good morning. 8:36 on this Sunday morning. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune here in the Allstate Showcase studio. This is your Sunday Spin. I was just out on the WGN Storm Center patio, and I've got to tell you, so those nice little breezes have gone away, and you can start feeling a bit of the humidity picking up outside. So it almost reminds me of those days going to school around St. Louis, and if you wanted to do anything, you better do it early, because it will get stifling out today. And, of course, there are supposed to be some rain about mid-afternoon. I don't know yet. It does not look like severe storms, but obviously you'll want to keep the radio on, and everybody here at WGN will keep you well informed about what's going on with the weather. Joining me now is Mark Fratella. Mark was a Donald Trump delegate from Elmhurst, the 5th Congressional District, attending his first Republican National Convention last week in Philadelphia. And Mark, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Well, thanks for having me, Rick. It's nice to finally be back home after a long few days out there.
Well, and you had extra time out in Cleveland because you were on one of the committees, one of the party committees as well.
Yeah, I was on the credentials committee. We met a few days beforehand and took care of business. So,
but everybody,
yeah, I was about.
Cleveland was a great town. They did very well.
It was. Yeah, I was impressed with how nice it is along the lake, how friendly everybody was, and really how secure I felt. You know, going into it, you really didn't have a good sense of exactly how the protesters and protests were going to turn out, and it really turned out to be very well. And in the law enforcement, not just in Cleveland, but all the law enforcement agencies really deserve to be commended because they did a wonderful job. I don't think any of us ever felt insecure the whole time we were there.
No, but just as an advisor, now that you've done your first convention, wear walking shoes.
Wear
comfortable walking shoes.
Yeah, the old wingtips are not going to make it with me in 2020, I don't think.
Well, and part of that is because of just the perimeter that gets established and security. You can only get a lift so far, and then you got about 9 to 12 blocks of walking to do if you want to get to where you need to go inside that secure perimeter. Well, Mark, prior to you being on the show, I had Pat Brady on, and of course we know Pat's feelings about Donald Trump. He was a Kasich delegate. But one of the things I was curious about was this whole issue. We talked about allowing Texas Senator Ted Cruz to speak. And I just want to play a short little cut of the end, how his speech ended, and you can hear the audience reaction.
God bless each and every one of you, and God bless the United States of America.
Now, the music was added to that, but you know, that was a pretty kind of rockin' time inside the queue.
It was, and you know, I think sitting through that speech, we all wondered when we heard the word conscience come out of his mouth midway or a little before midway through that speech. I think we kind of got a feel for what type of speech it was going to be, the tone it was going to be, but we just kept waiting and waiting to hear him, you know, give some kind of message of unity. And I know when I spoke with you last week, I said I one of the things I was hoping for was to have, you know, Paul Ryan and Ted Cruz's speech be a speeches of unity. And, you know, Paul Ryan did his part, but Ted Cruz really just it really was a very disappointing moment. And
why let him speak?
That's the thing. I think, you know, Mr. Trump had a copy of the campaign had a copy of the speech beforehand. I think they knew exactly what they were doing. They gave him enough rope and let Ted Cruz hang himself. And frankly, I think Cruz's speech served to unify the party more than a lot of people thought that he could. So I think in the end, you know, people talk about party unity and whether Cruz you know, caused some fracturing in the party. We had 10,000-12,000 people in that arena booing Ted Cruz. There was only one person who wasn't unified, and that was the man on stage with his smug little smile and rehearsed wave. So I think it was a net positive for us.
But, you know, then you have the breakfast the next morning, and you have, you know, a Cruz delegate walks out and says, I've heard enough, and this isn't unity, you know.
Sure, yeah. There are always going to be people who aren't 100% on board, and just from everybody I spoke with, the majority of the Cruz delegates, the Kasich delegates going in were on board. I know some of our leadership weren't necessarily, you know, big Trump fans going in and throughout the campaign, but they know that in order to defeat Hillary in November, we've all got to be on the same page.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. I'm sorry, Mark, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I was going to ask you about that because, yeah, certainly going in, there were a lot of questions from the Trump delegation there about whether the Illinois Republican Party, the quote establishment, you know, were they going to be supportive or were they going to try something?
Well, everything I saw, you know, from Chairman Tim Schneider all the way down to the delegates, I only saw unity, with the exception of a couple times where, you know, we did have maybe a Cruz delegate, you know, walk out of a breakfast. I saw a lot of unity within the leadership. All of the speeches that Tim Schneider, Demetra DeMonte, Rich Porter gave, it was all very strongly behind Mr. Trump. And I think the speeches we heard in prime time at the convention, they laid out a case against Hillary Clinton. And do we need Hillary Clinton in the office? Do we want her in the office for an extension of the Obama administration? And that's something we just can't have. And the leadership really realizes that, and they've gotten behind Mr. Trump. And, you know, in addition to the top of the ticket, we've got a lot of races, you know, in the suburbs downstate where we have a pretty good chance of taking some seats back in Springfield. So that's another thing. We've got strong leadership who's also, you know, pushing for the top of the ticket, but we're also looking to work on some down ballot races as well.
So, yes, there were plenty of attacks on Hillary Clinton, as to be expected.
Sure.
But at the same time, you know, and there's certainly the journalistic part of me, but it's not just me alone saying, but tell us what you're going to do. And we didn't hear a lot of that, except for kind of the platitudinal type speech.
Well, are you talking about Trump's,
yes, right,
Trump's speech on Thursday? Yeah, you know, I've seen a lot of pundits say it was kind of a dark speech and it wasn't really, you know, morning in America. It was, you know, sunset in America.
Morning with a U, maybe?
I think what Mr. Trump did in that speech is lay out what the past 8 years have brought us. They've brought us policies and an administration where we've got spikes in crime stats. We've got more people on welfare and food stamps than we've had in decades, if ever. Anemic job growth, wages that are stagnant. These are not good things. And if Hillary's elected, we're just going to get more of the same. There's nothing that she does to further the economic growth of America, bring jobs back to America. Trump is going to, he laid out that he's going to, you know, bring, like he said, probably four or five times during that speech, he's going to bring law and order back to America, bring economic policies back that are going to spur job growth, make sure that America's first when we make these trade deals. And really, I don't think there's any gray area between Hillary and Trump. It's, he's the one who's going to really bring the policies forth that are going to help America grow and become the superpower that we once were.
We're speaking with Mark Fratella. He was a Donald Trump delegate in the Illinois delegation at the recently concluded Republican National Convention in Cleveland. I'm Rick Pearson here in the Allstate Showcase Studio. This is the Sunday Spin. 8:49 on this Sunday morning. I'm Rick Pearson, and this is your Sunday Spin. And the sun has now come back out here on Michigan Avenue to go with the lack of wind as the humidity starts ratcheting up. It's going to be a lovely Sunday here in Chicago. Really, keep hydrated. Don't let this heat get to you. And also stay tuned to WGN, and we'll keep an eye on the weather for you with storms expected mid-afternoon. I'm speaking with Mark Fratella, and it was Mark's very first political convention that he attended last week in Cleveland at the Republican National Convention. And Mark was an elected Trump delegate from the 5th Congressional District. And, you know, Mark, I have to tell you, because I've done conventions for a while. I don't want to say how long, because I'm gray and, hey, kids, get off my lawn. This was a convention that kind of, frankly, it met my expectations in one way, because I didn't know what to expect. And there was something goofy that happened every day. And, you know, from the controversy over Melania Trump's speech, the Cruz thing, I mean, it just, I thought we were going to see a TV show from, you know, the TV reality star.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely wasn't boring, and like you said, there's something going on every day, and you know, I think one of the pleasant surprises that I took out of it was Mr. Trump's acceptance speech on Thursday. It was very presidential. His tone was very metered. And even when there was a protester up in the upper bowl in the arena, he maintained his composure, didn't, you know, regress to
some,
you know,
of
hurling
the
insults at them. I think we've started to see a growth in the campaign, a growth in his tenor. So I think we're seeing a turning point in Mr. Trump's style. Now, that's not to say he's not going to have a little bit of showmanship. We saw that on Monday when he came out, you know, to the silhouette and to the Queen song, and when he introduced Melania. But I think we're seeing a candidate who is realizing that he's going to be president, and he's really taking that role seriously.
Except for the fact that then the next day after his acceptance speech, then he kind of resorted back to kind of the off-the-cuff Donald Trump and starts riffing about Ted Cruz, which, you know, now you've given the acceptance speech, you are truly the nominee, and it's a general election game. And, you know, nobody, you know, Ted Cruz was yesterday's news.
Sure, yeah, I agree with you on that. I don't think there's anything to be gained from lingering in the past with Cruz and Kasich. I think we need to just focus on Hillary and the Democrats, watch what they're going to do this week, and go forward and really try to distinguish what our policies, what our plans are, and how much better they are than what the Democrats are going to put out. So I don't really see that there's much to be gained from continuing that. And hopefully, you know, his staffers are well aware of that and are able to try to kind of rein him in a little bit with that.
The other thing too, Mark, is I kind of expected that Mike Pence would be a kind of a bigger figure in this as, you know, helping lend conservative legitimacy as well as also kind of a governmental legitimacy. And it just seems more frequently, including that press conference that occurred Friday in Cleveland, that, you know, there's questions about is Pence just another appendage?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Mr. Trump's a larger-than-life figure, and I think it's going to take a little bit to try to find where Pence's role,
where the sweet spot is in the campaign for
right.
him.
Yeah, I mean, it's a balance between, you know, trotting him out there too much and not enough. But I think we'll, as we're going forward, we'll figure things out, and it'll it'll evolve into a little more of a, hopefully a traditional campaign in one sense. And, you know, I think, like I told you last week, I think Pence was a great choice. He's, you know, he appeals to the more conservative side of things. And I think he's a much better choice than what Hillary made with Tim Kaine.
One other thing I want to ask you before we have to let you go is sure. When Daryl Issa came before the Illinois delegation breakfast, mm-hmm. and basically was saying you have to take kind of what Donald Trump says, not literally, that it's kind of code, campaign code, and that it's up to the delegates to go out and define things. For example, when Donald Trump says we need to build a wall, that Issa, who's a veteran California congressman, San Diego County, basically saying, well, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean it has to be a physical wall kind of thing. But yet, you know, that's that kind of belief, frankly, Trump's initial views on immigration when he first announced for the presidency in June a year ago, his support, a lot of that was in the belief of needing to build a wall.
Well, listen, we're going to secure the border, the southern border. And whether it's with a physical wall, which, you know, Mr. Trump definitely wants to do, that's not the only part of immigration reform that we need to have and border security that we need to have. We need to look at who's coming over in the southern border. We need to look at people who overstayed visas. So I think this idea of building a wall, well, yeah, we want to have a physical wall there that serves as a deterrent to keep traffic from coming across, and that, you know, the tons of drugs and human trafficking that we get across the southern border, it's just part of the larger immigration reform picture, where we have to look at the people who are overstaying visas. We have to look at, you know, the refugee issue. If we're allowing refugees to come in from Syria, we need to properly vet them. And it's just ridiculous that Hillary Clinton wants to increase by, I think it's 400-500%, the number of Syrian refugees that we're admitting, when we have no idea who they are. So I think the wall itself is just part of a larger immigration reform plan.
All right, that's Mark Fratella, Trump delegate from Elmhurst at the recently concluded Republican National Convention in Cleveland. Mark, as I said earlier, welcome home, and I know we'll be talking to you a lot as the campaign progresses.
Well, I look forward to it, and it's going to be an interesting and fun 4 months ahead of us.
Okay, and I won't ask you what your definition of fun is. Thank you very much, Mark. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Rick. Appreciate it.
You're listening to the Sunday Spin on WGN.